بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. First of all, before we start, right, let me just mention that this is our 39th session on book number 2, 39th session. Last week I said 37, mistakenly. And really last week was 38th session. And the week before that, I said 36, and that was 37. So today we actually is 39th session. I just want to correct that, because I realized when I was looking through my notes and the attendance sheets, I wrote the numbers wrong 1 week and just threw the whole thing off. In any case, this is our 39th session, book 2. And we had begun to go through the grammatical points for lesson number 24. And I think we completed all the grammatical points, reading of the grammatical points for lesson number 24. And what remains is the reading of the lesson. Or did we read any of the lesson last week after the grammatical points? We just finished the grammatical points, right? Okay, let me just try to put things in a little bit of perspective so that try to summarize a little bit. First thing is that we have two things that we're dealing with here. We're dealing with the adad and we're dealing with the ma'adud, right? We're dealing with the adad and we're dealing with the ma'adud. The number and the thing that's being numbered or counted. Alright? So there are rules for each of them. There are rules for the adad and there are rules for the ma'adud. And we want to look at the rules for all of them. The rules for the adad and the ma'adud include the relationship between them. The relationship between them. For example, the relationship between the adad and the ma'adud for the number 1 and 2 is what? Na'at and man'ut. The number 1 is a na'at, a sifa, for the thing that it is numbering, for the man'ut. So it comes after it as a na'at. The na'at comes after the man'ut, okay? So the relationship is between the number 1, between the adad and the ma'adud for 1 and 2 is the relationship is na'at and man'ut. Right? What do we mean by na'at and man'ut? We say kitabun wahidun. Wahid is a na'at describing kitab. What kind of kitab? One kitab. And the same thing with two. Kitabani ithnani. Okay, as far as the numbers from 3 to 10, what is the relationship between the adad and the ma'adud? Mudaf, mudafun ilayh. They are mudaf, mudafun ilayh. Alright, so if we keep that in mind, we know that if you say thalathatu kutubin, if the relationship between the adad, thalathatu, and kutubin, the ma'adud, if the relationship between them is mudaf mudaf ilay, then you know that the mudaf ilay has to be majroor. So automatically, the ma'adud is always going to be, from 3 to 10, it's always going to be majroor. As far as the adad, it's possible that it can be marfoon or mansoob or majroor, depending on its place in the sentence. Okay, so the relationship between them is mudaf mudaf ilay. As far as the numbers from 11 to 99, the relationship between the adad and the ma'adud is at-tamyiz. At-tamyiz. And the tamyiz is always going to be mansub. Yani tamyiz, even though we didn't discuss as a grammatical point in Arabic language tamyiz, but tamyiz is always mansub. It's something that distinguishes, that clarifies. If you say 13 stars, for example, 13 is a number, and stars tells you, it clarifies, what are you talking about? 13 what? 13 stars. This is called tamyiz, and tamyiz is always mansub. So for the numbers from 11 to 99, we're going to find that the ma'adud is always going to be mansub, and it's also going to be mufrad, singular, mansub. Mufrad, mansub. It's going to be singular, and it's going to be accusative. As far as the numbers 100 and 1000, what's the relationship between the number, the adad, and the ma'adud? Mudaf, mudafun ilayh. Okay? So the adad miya is going to be the mudafun, and whatever the ma'adud is, it's going to be mudafun ilayh majroor, and it's also going to be singular. So for 100 and 1000, it's always going to be, yani, for example, miyatu rajulin, or alfu rajulin, meaning the ma'adud is always going to be mufrad, singular, and it's going to be majroor because of mudafun ilayh. Okay, so these are some of the basic things that we covered in the key that we read last week, meaning the relationship between the adad and the ma'adud. Other things that we looked at, when we looked at it last week, we also looked at the i'rab, the i'rab of the adad and the i'rab of the ma'dud. As far as the i'rab of the ma'dud, we already say what it is. Okay, for 1 and 2 it's na'd and man'ut. So its i'rab is going to be, the number 1 or 2 is going to be according to the man'ut. If the man'ut is marfu'un, then the 1 is going to be marfu'un and so on. So we know that. As a na'd, we know it has to follow the man'ut. The numbers from 3 to 10, the man'ut is always going to be plural and majrur because it's mudawfan ilay. And the same thing for alf and mia, it's going to be singular but it's going to be majrur because it's mudawfan ilay. So what we really want to look at, we want to look at the adad itself. What's the i'rab of the adad, the number? What is going to be the i'rab of the number? In some of the numbers, the i'rab is going to be according to how it came in the sentence. Okay, it's going to be what? How the number came in the sentence. If the number came in the sentence as the subject of the sentence, it's going to be marfu'un. If it came as the object of a preposition, it's going to be majrur. And if it came as the object of a verb, it's going to be the maf'ulun bi mansub. Okay, so in some cases, it's going to be determined by its place in the sentence. So you automatically know if it's the object of a preposition, it's majrur. If it's the object of a verb, it's mansub. And so on, whatever it is. The subject, the predicate, the fa'il. We know what is the case. The fa'il is always marfu'un. The mubtada and khabar always marfu'un. So we know that the number, depending on its place or position, grammatically in the sentence, what's going to be its i'rab. But there are other numbers. There are other numbers. Like the numbers 11 to 19. Those numbers are murakkab, meaning they are composed of two components, two numbers, the first part and the second part. And we said that those numbers are going to be mabniyun. They're going to be mabniyun. So the numbers for 11 and 12 and 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 are mabniyun. Ala fatta. It's always going to be fatta. It doesn't matter if it's the object of the verb, the object of a preposition, the subject of the sentence, the fa'il. It doesn't matter. It's mabniyun. It's going to remain fatta. Ahada ashara, for example. Except the number 12. The number 12, it's two parts. The first part of it, ithnan, okay, it's because it's murakkab, the noon is going to be deleted, so you're going to have ithna or ithnata. That number is mu'arab. It's not mabniun. It's going to be ithna or ithnay, ithnata or ithnatay. Okay, it's mu'arab, it's not mabniun. But the rest of the numbers are mabniun, so they're going to remain the same. Arab is not going to change, okay? So this is an important thing, that there are some numbers that are mabniun. There are some numbers that the i'rab is according to its place in the sentence. And for example, the numbers, the uqud, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, what do we say about them in terms of i'rab? The i'rab is the same as the i'rab of al-jam mudhakkar salim. Jam mudhakkar salim. Okay, same as jam mudhakkar salim. Muslimun, muslimin. Mu'minun, mu'minin. Same thing. Ishrun, ishreen. Thalathun, thalathin, like this. Same as Jam, Mudhakkar, Salim. So this is just a summary of what we covered last week, and we spent a lot of time with this, and I hope that you had a chance to review it during the week so that it's not all confused as we go through reading of the numbers today. I want you to, give some time to it in order to grasp some of the rules concerning the numbers and the things that are being counted. It's very important to grasp these rules and try to apply the rules when you're using a number. And the more you practice with it, some of them will stick in your head. Some of them will be more difficult than others, but at least some of them will stick with you, inshallah, if you practice with them. So we want to just quickly go through the actual dars, number 24. We want to quickly go through it based upon what we studied last week in the grammatical points that's explained in the key, and based upon a summary of what we just discussed just now to refresh your memories. So everybody should be awake by now, and the matter should be clear in our heads what we have covered. Naam, question?
Okay, now we start with the mi'a.
Naam.
Okay, for example, we have mi'a,
say that again, we have mi'a what? Mi'a two?
101, right?
Okay. We're going to come to that as we go through the lesson. Okay. That's part of the lesson. That's what we're going to do today. We're going to do that, inshallah, when we come to it. But there is something that I should mention that I failed to mention, is that the number, for example, 300 or 400, 500, is composed of two parts. Even though it's two words, they're written together. Okay, but they are actually two separate words. So the first part of that word is mu'arab. Thalathu mi'ah, for example. Thalathu in thalathu mi'ah, arba'u mi'ah. This word, it can be marfu'un with dhamma or mansub with fatta or majrur with kasra. Because it is a separate word. Even though it's written together as one word, but it's two words. So the first part of that word, it can take any case ending, depending on its place in the sentence. The second part is mudafu ilayh, it's always going to be majrur. Okay, so when you have, for example, thalathu mi'atin, thalathu mi'ati, for example. Thalathu could be thalatha mi'ati. It could be thalathi mi'ati. Or it could be thalathu mi'ati. It can take any case ending, depending on its place in the sentence. But as far as mi'a, it's always going to be majrur because mudafun ilayh. Okay, so that's the point I failed to mention. I just want to make that point. Now, as we go through it, we'll see it. But I just want to mention that, inshallah. And probably there's a few other points that I forgot to mention here because I'm just trying to summarize it. But inshallah, as we go through the lesson, actually we'll see all of this. And any questions that you have, inshallah, we'll take them as we go through it. Okay, also, I'll make a note here that pay attention to the number 8. The masculine form of the number 8 especially. When it's used with a feminine ma'adud, when the number is from 3 to 10 and in other places, pay attention to the number 8 because it does have some irregularities. The number 8. Alright? So pay attention to that, make a note of it, and try to, you know, focus on it. Okay, this is lesson number 24, page 161, book 2, Ad-Darsu al-Rabi' wal-Ishroon, Al-Adad. Now, 161, in the Arabic text of the book, 161. Okay, we're going to look at it in groups, right? The first group is 1 and 2. Second group is 3 to 10. The third group is 11 and 12. And the fourth group is 19 to 20. And then the Ukul, 20 to 90, and then Mia and Alf, and so on. Like this is how we're going to look at it. Notice that in the first group, we have Talibun Wahidun. And going across, we have Talibatun Wahidatun. So what we notice from that is that the number is coming after, the adad is coming after the ma'adud. Why is it coming after it? Because it is what? A not. It's a sifah, so it has to come after. The not always comes after the man'ut. And it has to agree in it. It has to agree with it in case ending, if it's marfu'un. It has to agree with it in masculinity and femininity and so on. So that's why we have talibun wahidun. Talib is masculine, mudhakkar. So wahidun is mudhakkar. When we have talibatun, feminine, so now you have to change the number wahidun to wahidatun. Because it has to agree with the man'ut. Talibatun wahidatun. And the same thing with the number 2. Talibani ithnani. Ithnani is masculine because talibani is masculine. Talibatani ithnatani. Ithnatani is feminine because talibatani is feminine. Okay, so the relation between them is na'at and man'ut. As far as the i'rab of the man'ut can be anything according to its place in the sentence. And the i'rab of the number has to be in agreement with the thing that is describing, the man'ut. As far as the numbers from 3 to 10, we said the relationship between the number and the thing being counted is mudafun, mudafun ilayhi. The number, for example, thalathatu tullabin, the number can be marfu'un as it is here, which is the original case ending for nouns in Arabic until you put it in a sentence. It should always be marfu'un. So it can be marfu'un, but if it's found a preposition, then it will change to majrur. If it's the object of a verb, it will change to mansub. Okay, so the number itself can take any case ending. As far as the ma'adud, it's always going to be mudafun ilayhi majrur. So you have thalathatu tullabin. Jam majrur. 3 to 10, the ma'adud is always going to be plural majrur. All the rest of the numbers, with any other numbers other than 3 to 10, the ma'adud is always going to be singular. It's going to be either singular mansub for 11 and 99, or it's going to be singular majrur for me and alf. Okay, so the ma'adud is always going to be singular except with the numbers from 3 to 10. The ma'adud is always going to be a singular ma'adud except with the numbers from 3 to 10. So the numbers from 3 to 10, we see that it's plural. And because it's mudhafun ilayh, it's majrur. So it's plural, jam, majrur. Thalathatu tullabin, arba'atu tullabin, khamsatu tullabin, so on to عشرة طلاب. The عشرة, it should be with سكون on the sheen. Should be with سكون. I'm sorry, عشرة. Yeah, نعم. It should be with سكون on the... I think mine looks like it has فتة. And the feminine form of it should have سكون. عشرو. The feminine form, the masculine number with the feminine معدود should be عشرو. I'm sorry, I'm saying it backwards. It should be ashratu and asharu. Asharu, naam. The feminine number should have sukoon on the sheen. Ashratu. The feminine number with the masculine ma'adu should be ashratu. Huh? For number 10. Should be ashratu with sukoon on the sheen. The feminine number with the masculine ma'adu should be ashratu. And the masculine number with the feminine ma'adud should be asharu. Asharu. Asharu talibatin. Asharu. There's quite a few misprints here on these, on the number 10. So, try to pay attention to it, okay? Yani the number, the feminine number with the masculine ma'adud, the number 10, the feminine number, ashratu, should always take sukoon on the sheen. Ashratu. عشرة طلاب. عشرة تو. نعم سكون on the sheen. عشرة تو. The feminine number with the masculine معدود. The feminine number ends with ترمبوتة. عشرة تو. Feminine number.
The first one.
The
masculine student.
Okay. The feminine number with a masculine ma'adud. Ashratu tullabin. As far as the masculine number, the number is masculine with a feminine ma'adud. Right. The masculine number should be fatta fatta. Should be fatta fatta. Asharu. Asharu. Should be asharu.
So
I know. There's some misprints in here. Sometimes they did it right and sometimes they did it wrong. If you look at the next set of numbers from 11 to 12, you see they have ashra with fatta fatta. And they have ashratu with fatta sukoon. So the first one they got wrong, the second one they got right. Okay? Yeah, I know, I know. But as you go through it, you see most of them they got right. Few of them they got wrong. Yeah, this one is wrong. This should be fatta. And this should be sukoon. All right, and after that, the next one is correct, inshallah. All right, so the numbers from 3 to 10, we're saying that they're in idafa, mudaf mudafun ilay, and the ma'adud is jam majroor. Okay, what I'm saying, the number ashara, right? Ashara, ashara. In this form, without tarmabuta, is the masculine number. From 3 to 10, it's used with a feminine ma'adud. The adad and ma'adud are opposite each other, okay? So you say, asharu talibatin. Asharu. Fatta, fatta. Asharu. But if you are saying, tulab, masculine number, use a feminine number, you say, with tarmabuta, you put tarmabuta on the number ashar, right? You say, ashratu. With sukoon on the sheen, ashratu. Okay, so we're saying that the adad and ma'adud are opposite in gender, masculine and feminine, they're opposite. So when you have a feminine number, the number 10, when it's feminine, with tarmabuta on the end, that sheen in the number, ashratu, the sheen has sukoon. When you have a masculine number for a feminine ma'adud, the number 10, it should be asha. Sheen has fatta. The sheen has fatta. So one of the sheen has fatta and the other one has sukoon. The masculine number has fatta, the feminine number has sukoon. Ashratu. Ashratu. Tullabin. As opposed to asharu talibatin. Good? Anyway, if it's in your book wrong like it is in mine, please correct it, inshallah. And wherever we come to it, we try to fix it. Wherever they got it wrong. Okay, but what we want to say here, the second thing I want to say is, when you look at the feminine ma'adud, talibatin. You have thalathu, masculine number, thalathu, talibatin. Arba'u, talibatin. Khamsu, sittu, sab'u. For the number 8, you have thamani, طالبات, not ثماني يو. It doesn't take ضمة here, okay? You look at the rest of the numbers, you see, it's ثلاث, أربع, خمس, ست, سبع. It's not ثماني يو. It's ثماني. ثماني, okay? So the number 8 is irregular, pay attention to that. Then you have تسع, and you have the number again, the feminine number should be عشر طالبات with فتح فتح. Mine has سكون on the sheen here. It should be the masculine number and the feminine معدود. It should be عشر طالبات, not عشر. It should be عشر طالبات. طيب. These numbers from 3 to 10, we should know them well. These are the first numbers that we took. We learned them a long time ago, and they should have stuck in our brain before we came confused with the rest of the numbers, right? So hopefully we got these numbers. As far as the numbers from 11 to 19, we take them in two sets. We take them as 11 and 12, and we take them as 13 to 20, but really 20 has its own rule, right? So we take them from 13 to 19, and we take 11 and 12 separately. The rule for 11 and 12, you see that on the box on the end of the chart for 11 and 12, you see it has check. The check means that the number has two parts. The first part as well as the second part is in agreement with the ma'dud. When you see X, that means it's in opposite to the ma'dud. If you see check, that means it's in agreement with it. So here in the first set of numbers 1 and 2, you see a check, meaning the adad and ma'dud are in agreement. In the second set of numbers from 3 to 10, you see an X. That means the adad and the ma'dud are opposite in gender. The X means they're opposite in gender. For 11 through 19, these are compound numbers. So you have, the number has two parts. So you're going to either see two checks or two X's or a check and an X. It may be mixed up, right? So for 11 and 12, we see check. That means that both parts of the number are in agreement with the ma'dud in gender. In masculinity or femininity. They are in agreement. Now, I can't hear you good, Akhi. Murakkab. Murakkab. Al-adad al-murakkaba. Means that they are joined together as a combination of two things, compound. Taib. So for the number 11, we have ahada ashara. And this ashara and this one is good. It has fatah on the sheen, that's the way it's supposed to be. For the feminine, we have ihda ashrata talibatan. And here again, the ashara part of the number is correct. It has sukoon on the sheen. So we have ahada ashara taliban and ihda ashrata talibatan. Now what we note here is these compound numbers, we said they are mabniyun. And that's why ahada and ashara both end with fatha, and it doesn't change no matter if it's the subject of the sentence or the object of the verb or the object of a preposition. It's mabniyun. The vowel and the end of the numbers do not change. Ahada ashara taliban and ihda ashrata talibatan. So ahad and ashara both mudhakkar, masculine, and just as the ma'dud taliban is mudhakkar, masculine. And likewise, on the feminine side, ihda is a feminine number, and ashrata is a feminine number, as the ma'adud talibatan is feminine. Okay, so that means that both parts of the number are in agreement with the ma'adud in gender. Then we have ithna ashara taliban, and ithnata ashrata talibatan. Here, both parts of the number are also in agreement in gender with the ma'adud. Both parts. That's why you have check. For 11 and 12. Both parts of them are in agreement. Ithna is masculine, ashara is masculine. Ithnata is feminine, ashrata is feminine. For feminine ma'adud. So for 11 and 12, the adad, both parts of the number, is in agreement with the ma'adud in gender. Except, I want to say, and we'll come to it later, that the number 12, ithna, is not, the first part of the number, ithna ashara, the first part, ithna, is not mabniyun. It's mu'arab. And if it is majroor, it won't be ithna, it will be ithnay. Like the muthanna. It has the same ruling as muthanna. Ithna, ithnay. Okay, ithnata, ithnatay. Ithnata, ithnatay. Okay, we'll come to that inshallah. But I'm just mentioning it in passing as we go through. Okay, as far as the next set of numbers, after 11 and 12, the next set of compound numbers are 13 to 19. For the number 13, we have the first part of the number is opposite the ma'adud. And the second part of the number is in agreement with the ma'adud. That's why you have X and check. X means the first part of this compound number is going to be the opposite of ma'adud. So if the ma'adud is masculine like taliban, the number is going to be feminine, salathata. Salathata. And the second part of the number is a check. That means it's in agreement with the ma'adud. So if the ma'adud taliban is mudhakkar, then ashara is also going to be mudhakkar masculine. Okay, so you have thalathata, feminine number, ashara, masculine, with a masculine ma'adud. And the opposite for the feminine ma'adud, talibatan, we have thalatha, masculine number, and ashrata, feminine number, for feminine ma'adud. So the first part is opposite, and the second part is in agreement with it. So the number that's furthest from the ma'adud is going to be opposite, and the number that's closest to the ma'adud is going to be in agreement with it. So you have thalatha, thalathata, ashara, taliban, and thalatha, ashrata, talibatan. And this is the same for the numbers from 13 to 19. The first part is going to be opposite the ma'adud, and the second part is going to be in agreement with it, and the ma'adud is going to be a singular mansub, because it's tamyiz. It's going to be singular mansub. And that actually is for the numbers from 11 to 99. The ma'adud is going to be singular mansub. Mufrad mansub. Okay, if you look at the rest of the numbers, they follow the same rule as we just mentioned. For masculine ma'adud taliban, you have feminine number, masculine number. Arba'ata ashara taliban. Khamsata, feminine number, ashara taliban. Sittata ashara taliban, sabata ashara taliban, thamanita ashara taliban, tisata ashara taliban. The first part being feminine, being opposite the ma'adud, and the second part being masculine in agreement with the ma'adud. And these are easy, and there's really no problem with them. You just have to remember the first part is opposite, second part is in agreement. When we look at, though, the feminine ma'adud, you see that the rule is good all the way through. Yani the first part is going to be opposite, like arba'a. Arba'a is a masculine number with ashrata, feminine number for a feminine ma'adud. And you have khamsa, masculine number, ashrata talibatan, sitta, ashrata talibatan, Saba, ashrata talibatan. Saba being a masculine number, ashrata, feminine number with a feminine ma'adud, until we get to thamaniya. In this case, the thamaniya is working with us. Yani, it's taking factor, like it should take, because it's supposed to be mabniyun. So we have thamaniya, ashrata talibatan. So here the number thamaniya, in this case of the murakkab numbers from 13 to 19, with the feminine ma'adud, the masculine number thamani, when it's by itself from 3 to 10, it's going to be thamani. It's not going to take dhamma, but here because it's mabniyun, it's going to take its fatah. So we say thamaniya ashrata talibatan. Okay, so what's the rule here? From 13 to 19, it's a compound number murakkab. The first part is going to be opposite the ma'adud in gender, the second part is going to be in agreement. That's it. The ma'adud is going to be mufrad mansub. And that's for 13 to 19 as well as, 11 to 19 as well as 11 to 99, all the numbers. But the rest of the numbers are not murakkab, only 13 to 19. Okay, what's the rule for ishroon? What are the rules for ishroon? Anything about it. What do we know about ishroon? Ishroon, thalathoon, arba'oon, what do we know about it? One point at a time. It doesn't change. What doesn't change? The number, ishroon, thalathun, arba'un, it doesn't change in relation to the gender of the ma'adud. Doesn't matter if the ma'adud is masculine or feminine, it's going to be ishroon. Okay, we're not going to change ishroon to a feminine form. It's going to remain as ishroon, thalathun, arba'un. No change in reference to the ma'adud being masculine or feminine. That's one point. What else? It's from the uqood. Naam. What do we mean by uqood? Okay, as far as i'rab, it takes the same i'rab as jam, mudhakkar sound. The sound, masculine, plural. Which means that it has waw when it's marfoon, and it has ya when it is منصوب or مجروح. For both of them it has ya. Okay, same as the جم مذكر سالم. Okay, what else can we say about it? What about the معدود for the عقود? Huh? It's going to be منصوب. What else? Singular. It's going to be مفرد منصوب. Okay, we said that for the numbers what? From 11 to 99. That includes the عقود. The numbers from 11 to 99, the ma'adud is always going to be singular mansoob. Okay, it doesn't matter if the ma'adud is masculine or feminine, ishroon is going to remain the same. But if the number is marfoon, we're going to say ishroon. The sign that is marfoon is wow, because it is mulhaq, or it takes the same ruling as jam mudhakkar salam. But if it's the object of a verb, we're going to say ra'aytu ishreena. Okay, because maf'oolun bi mansoob, and the sign that it's mansoob is yeah, because it is taking the same rule as jammu dhakr salam. Okay, so that's what we can say about the ukud. There's not much really to say about it. Those are relatively simple. Relatively simple. That's ishroon taliban and ishroon talibatan. Now, when we go through the numbers, like 20 or 30 or 40, like 21, 22, 23, 24, we're going to see that for the numbers 1 and 2, the same rules, 21 and 22, the 1 and the 2 of 21 and 22 follow the same rules as 1 and 2 that we had in the beginning of the numbers. The same rules as 1 and 2. And the same thing with 3, 23 to 29. The rules for the 3 and the 4 of the 23 and 24 are going to be the same as the rules for the numbers from 3 to 9. It's going to be the same. Okay, what do we mean by that? We mean that, for example, for 21 we have wahidun wa ishruna taliban. For 22 we have ithnani wa ishruna taliban. And what we see here is that when the ma'adud is masculine, wahid and ithnan is also going to be masculine. So just like in one book or two books, that the number 1 and 2 is going to be in agreement with the ma'adud, well, likewise here, the number 1 and 2 is in agreement with the ma'adud, masculine with masculine and feminine with feminine. And that's why we have 21 and 22 female students, we say ihda, feminine number, wa ishruna talibatan, so that the number 1 or the number 2 is in agreement with the ma'adud, feminine with feminine and masculine with masculine. So we have ihda wa ishruna talibatan and ithnatani wa ishruna talibatan. So ihda and ithnatan are feminine numbers used with a feminine ma'adud. And that's the same with 21 and 22, just as it is with 1 and 2, and just as it is with 11 and 12. Yani 1 and 2, 11 and 12, 21 and 22, the number 1 and 2, and all of those types of numbers is going to be in agreement with the ma'adud in gender, masculine with masculine, feminine with feminine. When we go to 23 to 29, then we're going to get the rules that we have from 3 to 9, same rules, meaning the number is going to be opposite the ma'adud. So if you have a masculine ma'adud like taliban, we're going to use the feminine number 3. Thalathatun wa ishruna taliban. Arba'atun wa ishruna taliban. Khamsatun wa ishruna taliban. Meaning the number is going to be feminine with a ma'adud that is masculine. And that goes all the way down to tis'atun wa ishruna taliban. When we look at the feminine side, the numbers from 23 to 29, we're going to see the same thing. That the number 3 to 9 in the 23 and 29 is going to be opposite the ma'adud. So if the ma'adud is feminine, like in talibatan, 23 female students, we're going to have with a feminine ma'adud a masculine number. Thalathun wa ishruna talibatan. Arba'un wa ishruna talibatan. Khamsun wa ishruna talibatan. Suttun and sab'un. Until we reach to 28 female students, and we don't have thamanun, rather we have thamanin wa ishruna talibatan. The number thamanin, it's going to retain the kasra, tanween kasra, instead of dhamma. Even though it's marfu and it's going to take kasra, because the ya from it has been deleted, and that kasra tain is to indicate that its ya has been deleted. The dhamma on the ya that would have indicated marfoon is deleted with the ya that's deleted. That word, that number originally is tamani. So the dhamma that indicates marfoon is gone when the ya is deleted, and this is, we're reminded of it, or it's indicated by keeping the noon, the letter before the deleted letter, the deleted ya, the noon before is always going to take kasratain. When we see that kasratain, even in a place where it's marfoon, that's to indicate that something has been deleted here, something has been removed. So the sign of it being marfoon is understood, but we don't see it because the letter that the dhamma should be written on is gone, it's not there. So we don't see the case ending or the indication of it being marfoon, but rather we see the strange kasratain here, which is a reminder to us. And this is in all nouns that are manqus. All nouns that are manqus, we will see that when it's marfoon, that we'll see it taking kasratain. Like al-qadi, right? If you said ja'a, you don't say ja'a qadiyun, the ya is deleted. So it becomes what? Qadin, muhamin, wadin. Originally they have ya. When that ya is deleted, it's going to take kasratain, even though it's marfoon. Qadin. You say qadi if it's al-qadi. Huh? Oh, ghalin. Naam. Al-ghali, if it doesn't have alif lam, it becomes ghalin, even though it's marfoon. Okay, so these are words that are manqus. These are words that are manqus, that inshallah we'll take later. We didn't come to that yet. But we just mentioned it just so you have some idea what's going on. We have manqus? Oh, we did? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm getting mixed up between these three classes, Aki. I don't know where we at sometimes. All right. Oh, so we took it before. Okay, so that's something that we know. And this is an example of that. Thamanin wa ishruna talibatan. Thamanin wa ishruna talibatan. Okay, the other thing that I want to mention here is that with these numbers, you notice that the first number before the ruqood, wahidun and thalathatun and thamaniyatun and tis'atun, it has tanween. Notice that it has tanween. It has tanween because it's not an idafa. If it becomes an idafa like thalathatu kutubin, because of the idafa, the tanween is deleted. Because remember we said in the idafa construction, the mudaf never takes alif lam or tanween. But here, there's no idafa, so the tanween comes back into place. Okay, so we have thalathatun wa ishruna taliban. We have thalathun wa ishruna talibatan. Because there's no idafa here. And the two numbers with the uqood are separated by waw, al-ataf, waw al-ataf. Yani the waw that joins two things together. Okay, after that we have thalathuna taliban, and thalathuna talibatan. No difference between the thalathuna when the ma'dud is masculine or feminine, and the same goes for the rest of the numbers on the next page, arba'una taliban and arba'una talibatan. 50 طالباً 50 طالبة 60 70 80 طالباً 80 طالبة 90 طالباً 90 طالبة. So we have the uqood here, we know then that with the uqood, the ma'adud is going to be mufrad mansub tamyiz. It's going to be singular and it's going to be in the accusative case. And it doesn't matter if the ma'adud is masculine or feminine. The uqood number remains the same, whether it's ishroon or thalathoon or arbaun. It only changes in reference to its i'rab. If it is marfoon, then it takes waw, and if it's mansoob or majroor, it takes ya. Ishroona, ishreena. Thalathoona, thalathina. Any question about the uqood? Alright, so, I mean, of course, obviously, we have to go back and look at these things again, and this is actually a review. Because all of these numbers we have taken previously in lessons separately, right? We took the numbers from 3 to 10, and we took the numbers from 11 to 20, and we took the uqood in a separate lesson just recently. And we also looked at, I imagine, me and Alf somewhere along the line. I don't even remember where it was at. But all of this is review, where we're looking at all the numbers together. So it does require some review from time to time. Okay, as far as the number 100, Miyatu Talibin, and niyatu talibatin, we see that the ma'dud doesn't matter if it's masculine or feminine, doesn't change the number mia. Mia is written like this, yani with ta marbuta on the end, no matter if the ma'dud is masculine or feminine. It doesn't have any relationship to what the ma'dud being masculine or feminine. Miyatu remains the same all the time. The ma'dud that's connected to it is in idafa. So that means the ma'dud is always going to be majrur with mia, just as it is with alf, that's why we say miyatu talibin majrur because of idafa. And miyatu talibatin, talibatin mudafan ilay majrur, walamatu jarrih kasra. Your question is coming up right now in the next Mia. Yeah. And Mia, the word Mia, in some countries they write it without the alif. The alif is not pronounced. So in some countries now they write it without the alif. Okay, but the sound, the pronunciation is the same, it doesn't change. No. Alright, so that's Mia. Now, when we go to 101 and 102. We see here that we have miyatu talibin. Mudaf mudaf ilay. Miyatu talibin. Wa talibun. That means 100 students. Wa talibun. And one more. That's 101. That means 101. You say miyatu talibin. 100 students. Wa talibun. And one more. 100 students and one more. Yeah, there is a number. It's Mia to Taliban or Taliban. And one more. Now, because remember, you have to remember, right, that what the rule that they are going with here is that the number 1 and 2 it's coming after the ma'dud. As far as the number 100, it's mudaf mudaf ilay. So the number 100 is going to come before the ma'dud. As far as the 1, it's going to come after. So that's why they're putting talib after. They're putting talib after because if you wanted to say one more student, you could say miyatu talibin wa talibun wahidun. But what we said in the past is that the wahid here is not really necessary. Okay? So in the same thing you say talibani, ithnani. The ithnani is not necessary, but it's only used for emphasis. So this is really the same rule that we're following here. We're saying miyatu talibin wa talibun wahidun. But we're just leaving off the number, because it's not necessary to mention it. Okay, so same rule, it's just that we're applying two rules here. We have the rule of miya, which is mudaf mudaf ilay, and we have the rule of naat and man'ut. Talibun wahidun. Talibun wahidun. But we said that the wahidun, or the talibani ithnani, the ithnani is not necessary. Right. It's only used if you want to emphasize. You want to emphasize the number. Otherwise it's clear in the word itself. Okay, the word is mutanna, so we know there's two. Naam. Naam. Alright? Naam? How is it written or how is it, how do you pronounce it? You say, miyatu talibin. Yeah, miyatun wa wahidun.
Right.
Naam. Because there's no ma'dud there in that case. Okay, so here we have, okay, and again, we're going back to the rule, okay, that for the masculine we have miyatu talibin wa talibun, yani talibun wahidun. For the feminine we have miyatu talibatin wa talibatun. Wahidatun. But the number we're leaving out here, okay? So he's leaving out the number because it's not necessary really to mention it. And it is sufficient like this. For two, we have the same exact rule. Miyatu talibin wa talibani. Yani talibani ithnani. And for the feminine, ma'dud, we have miyatu talibatin wa talibatani ithnatani. Yani talibatani ithnatani. Okay, so the rules are the same. The rule for miya is the same. It's mudaf mudaf ilay. The ma'dud is singular, mufrad, majroor, mudafan ilay. And the wahid and ithnan, talibun and talibani is the same rule. Talibatun and talibatani is the same rule that we have for 1 and 2. Now, when we go from 3 to 10, then we're going to go back to the rules of 3 to 10. Just like we had in the beginning, the rules from 3 to 10, it's going to be mudaf ilay, and it's going to be adad, the adad opposite the ma'dud. Same rule that we have from 3 to 10, same rule we had 13 to 19, same rule that we had 23 to 29, same thing we're going to apply here. The rules for 3 to 10 is the same all the way through, except that we have with it, this time we have miya. So for 103 we have مِيَّةٌ 100 وَثَلَاثَةُ طُلَّابٍ. ثَلَاثَةُ طُلَّابٍ is the same as we have from 3 to 10. Same exact numbering system, no different, except that you have مِيَّة in front of it and they're joined by وَاوَ الْعَطْفِ. So مِيَّة here, as opposed to مِيَّةُ طَالِبٍ مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ, there's no إِضَافَة for the مِيَّة here. So its تَنْوِين comes back again. Okay, the تَنْوِين is removed because of إِضَافَة. But there's no إِضَافَة for the مِيَّة here. So we have مِيَّةٌ وَثَلَاثَةُ طُلَّابٍ. And we have مِيَّةٌ for the feminine ma'adud, مِيَّةٌ وَثَلَاثُ طَالِبَاتٍ. ثَلَاثُ being a masculine, عَدَد for a feminine ma'adud. So the rules again from 3 to 10 are applicable here in the same way that they were in the beginning, in the same way they were with from 13 to 19 and 23 to 29. Okay, so we have 104, مِيَّةٌ وَأَرَبَعَةُ طُلَّابٍ مُضَافٌ مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ. مِيَّةٌ وَخَمْسَةُ طُلَّابٍ, مِيَّةٌ وَسِتَّةُ طُلَّابٍ, مِيَّةٌ وَسَبْعَةُ طُلَّابٍ, مِيَّةٌ وثمانية طلاب, مئة وتسعة طلاب. مئة has تنوين because it's not an إضافة, and تسعة is the same way it was when we had the numbers from 3 to 10. مئة وعشرة طلاب. This number عشرة, the feminine number should have سكون on the sheen. عشرة. مئة وعشرة طلابن, as we said previously, that the feminine number عشرة should have سكون on the sheen, as far as the masculine number 10 should have a فتة, not a سكون, should have فتة, not سكون. It should be مئة وعشر طالبات, عشر with فتة on the sheen for the masculine number with the feminine معدود. نعم, when you have طالبات, that's feminine, you have to have a masculine number. The masculine number عشرة has فتح, فتحة, عشر طالبات, عشر. Okay, so correct that if they have a سكون on it as it has in my copy. Yeah, تسعو is okay. That's regular. That's the way it normally is. تسعة and تسعو. After this, we go back. next page, 164, 111, مِيَّةٌ وَأَحَدَ عَشَرَ طَالِبًا. Same rule for أَحَدَ عَشَرَ, 11 and 12 is masculine with masculine, feminine with feminine. The عَدَد and مَعْدُودُ are in agreement in masculinity and femininity. So you have مِيَّةٌ وَأَحَدَ عَشَرَ طَالِبًا, and we have مِيَّةٌ وَأَحْدَ عَشْرَةَ. عَشْرَ was سُكُون on the sheen. مِيَّةَ, مِيَّةٌ وَإِحْدَى عَشْرَةَ طَالِبَةً. And these numbers, the مُرَكَّب numbers from 11 to 19 are مَبْنِيٌ عَلَى فَتَّ, مَبْنِيٌ أَحَدَ عَشْرَ and إِحْدَى عَشْرَةَ, مَبْنِيٌ عَلَى فَتَّ. Okay, now we go to the hundreds. Hundreds and thousands. We're almost finished. Hundreds and thousands. We already dealt with the number 100, right? We said that the number 100, right, doesn't change for masculine or feminine ma'adud, right? And we said that its relation with the ma'adud is mudaf mudafun ilay. So it's not going to take tanween, right? So we say mi'atu talibin. Singular, majroor. Mufrad, majroor. Now, what about the number 200? The number 200 is a muthanna number. And remember, the muthanna numbers, they have a special rule, right? They have special rules. So we have here, originally we have مِيَّةً, مِيَّةً. Okay, مِيَّةً. But if it comes in إِضَافَة with a مَعْدُود, the نُون is deleted. Remember, from مُثَنَّة, the نُون is deleted. Okay, so we have مِيَّةَ طَالِبٍ. It's still مُضَافٌ مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ. The مَعْدُود is still مُفْرَد, مَجْرُور. But here the نُون, from the original مُثَنَّة, مِيَّةً, the noon is deleted, so it becomes مِيَّةَ طَالِبٍ. And it doesn't matter if it's the ma'adud is masculine or feminine. مِيَّةَ طَالِبٍ, مِيَّةَ طَالِبَةٍ. But it does matter if miyata is marfoon or mansoobun, right? Because the muthanna, remember, the muthanna number, if it is marfoon, the sign that is marfoon is alif. And if it's mansoob or majroor, the sign that it's mansoob or majroor is what? Yeah. So miyata, if it's majroor, you would say ila miyatay. Ra'aytu miyatay. So miyata becomes miyatay if it is majroor or mansoob. Okay, after that, right, we have the numbers 300 to 900. Now these numbers, 300 to 900, there are a couple of points concerning them. The first point is that the number 300, for example, ثَلَاثُ مِئَةِ طَالِبٍ. ثَلَاثُ مِئَةِ. The relationship between ثَلَاثَ and مِئَة, both of them are numbers, but in this case, مِئَة is the ma'dud for thalatha. It is itself a number, but in this case it's ma'dud and it's mudafun ilayh. Okay? So, there are two things here. The first thing is that these two numbers, though they are two separate words, they are written together as one word. But remember, they are really two words. So the second word, mi'a, in this case, the ma'dud, is mudafun ilayhi majhoor all the time. ثلاث مئتي خمس مئتي سبع مئتي تسع مئتي خمس مئتي. It's always going to be مئتي. Because why? Because it's an idafa. These are two words in an idafa. It's just that you might become confused because they're written together as though they're one word. But in reality, they're two words. And they're an idafa. مضاف مضاف إليه. So the مئة is always going to take كسرة because it's مجرور. مضاف إليه. As far as the number ثلاث, the first part of the number is mu'arab. It can be marfoon, it can be mansoob, it can be majroor. So it may take any vowel. Okay, so it could be thalathu, thalatha, or thalathi. But as far as the mi'a, it's always going to be mudafun ilayhi majroor. Tayyib? So we have thalathu mi'ati talibin, and the same thing, thalathu mi'ati talibatin, because the word mi'a doesn't matter if the ma'adud is mudhakkar or mu'annath, masculine or feminine. And likewise, going across, we have arba'u mi'ati talibin, arba'u mi'ati talibatin. Arba'u here, like thalathu mi'ati, is marfoon. Because we said that nouns originally in Arabic language are always marfoon with dhamma until you put it in a sentence. But it's mu'arab, so it doesn't always have to be marfoon. It's marfoon here because it's not in a sentence. But if we put it in a sentence, and it's the subject of the sentence, the mubtada, then it's going to be marfoon with dhamma. If it's the object of a verb, then it's going to be mansoob, it's going to be thalatha miyati, or arba'a miyati. Okay, it's going to be mansoob, maf'ulun bi. And likewise, if it's object of a preposition, it's going to be majroor with kasra. So the first part of this number, for thalatha miya, arba'a miya, khamsa miya, like this, the first part of the number is mu'arab, it can take any case ending depending on its place in the sentence. The second part is mudafun ilayh, it's always majroor with kasra. So we have also sabau miyati talibin or sabau miyati talibatin, and then we have thamani miyati talibin and thamani miyati talibatin. Notice that thamani is originally thamani. Huh? It's originally thamani with a ya. But the ya is deleted here when it's an idafa with miya. So it becomes just a kasra. Thamani مِيَتِ طَالِبٍ and طَالِبَةٍ تِسْعُ مِيَتِ طَالِبَةٍ and تِسْعُ مِيَتِ طَالِبَةٍ. Okay, so what we want to note about the hundred numbers here, we want to note that there are two parts to the number. Okay, you have خَمْسُ مِيَتِ طَالِبٍ. You have two parts of the number, خَمْسُ مِيَتِ. Those two parts are written together, but they are separate words, actually, and they are an idafa. So the first part, it can take dhamma, kasra, fatta. The second part is mudafa ilayh, always takes kasra. And the ma'adud for it is the ma'adud for the word mi'a. And the ma'adud for the word mi'a is always singular majroor. It's always singular majroor. Has nothing to do with the number, khamsa, or thalatha, or whatever. As far as Alf, the rule for Alf is the same for Mia, that is, Alf always remains the same no matter what the Ma'adud is. It's Alfu Talibin and Alfu Talibatin. Alf remains the same. Alf is Mu'arab, even though it's an Idalfa. Alfu Talibin, it's an Idalfa, but the first part of Idalfa is Mu'arab. It can take Dhamma, Kasra, or Fatha. The second part, Mudalfun Ilay, is Majroor. It has to take Kasra. So you say Alfu Talibin, Alfu Talibatin. But the Alfu, it can be Alfa Talibin, can be Alfu Talibin, can be Alfi Talibin. Alright? So just keep that in mind. Now, نعم ثلاثمائتي طالب نعم but it's better though to in the numbers it's better to read the units first so actually you will read the ثلاثة the three first and then you will read the tens if there were some and then you will read the hundreds and then you will read the thousands you wouldn't read mia first although it's permissible to do so but what is more preferable in terms of reading numbers if it was 300 and three students, then you would say thalathu or thalathatu, right? Because you're talking about students. And then you would say thalathu mia, talibin. Okay, so you say thalathatu first. Because the units should come first. And if there was 13 or 14, then you would say 13, the number for 13. And then if there was 20s, you would say the number for 20s or 30s or 40s. And then you would mention the hundreds. And if there were thousands, the last thing would be the thousand. So you read the number in the reverse order. Units first, then tens and hundreds and thousands. That's the preferable way to read the numbers. We'll come to that, inshallah, before we finish. Okay, but that is preferable. Otherwise, you can read it the other way if you want to. It's not prohibited to read it like that. But it's preferable to read the units first. Okay, as far as thousand, we said that the thousand is like mia. It doesn't change with the ma'adud being masculine or feminine. The relation is like the mia also. The ma'adud is mudawfun ilayhi majroor. So the alf can be marfoon or mansoob or majroor. Can be either case. And then when we go to the dual, the same rule, the dual, okay, alfan, if it is in idalfa, the noon is deleted from alfan. So you say alfa talibin or alfa talibatin. Alfa, because the noon is deleted from idalfa. Just as the tanween is deleted from a number in Idalfa. When you go to 3,000, now with 3,000 we have the number 3, the ma'adud for 3 is going to be jam majroor, right? Mudawfun ilayh. It's going to be jam. So now we're not going to say thalathatu alf, but we're going to say thalathatu alaf. Because with the number 3, the ma'adud for 3 to 9 is going to be plural, majroor, mudawfun ilayh. So we say ثَلَاثَةُ أَلَافِ طَالِبٍ because we have two idalfas here. ثَلَاثُ أَلَافِ that's مُضَافُ مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ and أَلَافِ طَالِبٍ is مُضَافُ مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ. So ثَلَاثَةُ doesn't have tanween because it's an idalfa and أَلَافِ does not have tanween because it's an idalfa to طَالِبٍ. So you have two idalfas here. ثَلَاثَةُ أَلَافِ طَالِبٍ Talibin is mufrad majroor because with me and alf, the ma'adud is always going to be singular majroor, mufrad majroor. And also, the ma'adud here is connected to alf and not to thalatha. The ma'adud here is connected to alf and not to thalatha. Which means that the ma'adud doesn't matter if it's masculine or feminine, because the ma'adud with alf doesn't change. It doesn't change the numbers. Okay? Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You need some help, Akhi? Huh? Okay. next shipment, huh? Next installment. May Allah help us, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Okay, so what I'm saying here, right, is that in this type of number, with thousands, we have to remember that the ma'adud is the ma'adud for alf, not for talatha or arba'a khamsa. Okay, the ma'adud is connected to Alf. And the Ma'adud for Alf, there's no change in the number, whether the Ma'adud is masculine or feminine. Okay? So we don't have to look at the number before Alf and look at the Ma'adud. It doesn't matter. Whenever you're dealing with 100 and 1,000, then it's going to remain the same. The Ma'adud, it doesn't change the number. The Thalatha too is related to Alaf.
Right. That's the
Ma'adud for Thalatha.
Right.
As far as what comes after that is the Ma'adud for Alf.
Right.
And for that reason we say that in a number such as this, Thalatha to Alaf Talibin, we say that Alf or Alaf in this case is both a number and a numbered. Yani it's a adad in reference to what comes after it, and it's a Ma'adud in reference to what's before it. So it's the ma'adud for thalathatu, and it's the adad for talibin. So alf or alaf and these kind of numbers, it serves two purposes. It serves as a ma'adud first, for the number before it, and it serves as the adad for the ma'adud that comes after it. But in any case, yani the alf number is going to be yani mudafan ilayhi majroor. And basically, it goes all the way down like that. Arba'atu alafi talibin or talibatin, it doesn't matter. Khamsatu alafi talibin, khamsatu alafi talibatin. Sittatu alafi talibin and sittatu alafi talibatin. Sab'atu alafi talibin and sab'atu alafi talibatin. Doesn't matter that the ma'adud is masculine or feminine with the number alf. Thamaniyatu alafi talibin and thamaniya alafi talibatin. تسعة آلاف طالب and تسعة آلاف طالبة. And finally we have عشرة. The number عشرة شين should have سكون. عشرة. The feminine number عشرة takes سكون. The masculine number عشرة takes فتح. عشرة آلاف طالب and عشرة آلاف طالبة. نعم. That's right. Talibin, Ma'adud, Naam. That's right. Good? Naam. Okay, so after this, we go to the next page. 165. We're still working with the number Alf, but here we're looking at the number Alf with the Uqood. So with the Uqood, okay, we still have this double yani function for the number Alf. We have it as a Ma'adud for Ishroon, and we have it as a Adad for the Talib that comes after it. So we have Ishroona Alfa Talibin. Ishroona Alfa Talibin. Ishroona Alfa. Alfa is Mansoob here, why? Okay, what about the Uqood? Huh? Because the thing that the Ma'adud for the Uqood is always going to be singular mansoob, tamyiz. It's going to be singular mansoob. So the Uqood here, in this case, is Ishroon. The Ma'adud for it has to be singular mansoob. So we say Ishroona Alpha. Because Alf here first, it's Ma'adud for Ishroon. And secondly, it's the Adad for Talibin. But in the first case, it's the Ma'adud for Ishroon, and the Ma'adud for Ishroon, Thalathun, Arba'un, is always going to be singular Mansoob. So we say Ishroona Alfa, Talibin. Okay, Talibin is the Ma'adud for Alf. And the Ma'adud for me and Alf is always Mufrad Majroor, singular Majroor. Why is it Majroor? Mudawfan Ilay. Because Mudawfan Ilay. So we have Ishroona Alfa Talibin, 20,000 students. And Ishroona Alfa Talibatin. Doesn't matter if it's Talibin or Talibatin, because the Ma'adud for Alf doesn't change the number at all. Alright, so same thing. Thalathuna Alfa Talibin, Thalathuna Alfa Talibatin, Arba'una Alfa Talibin, Khamsuna Alfa Talibin, and so on to the end of it. Okay, so the point that we're saying here is with, when we have alf with the uqood, alf is going to first be the ma'adud for the uqood, and the ma'adud for the uqood is always singular, mansoob. And then after that, it is an adad itself for the ma'adud that comes after it, which in this case is mudawfun ilayhi majroor, singular majroor for alf. Okay, after that, after we go to 50, 60, 70, 80, 90,000, we have 100,000 students. 100,000 students. Mi'atu alfi talibin. Before we had khamsuna alfa, here we have mi'atu alfi. Okay, because with khamsuna, the uqood, the ma'adud for it is singular mansub. But with mi'a, the ma'adud for it is singular majroor, mudawfun ilayh. So we have mi'atu alfi talibin, and again alf is serving as a ma'adud, and then secondly as an adad. Mi'atu alfi, in this case alf is the ma'adud for mi'a, singular majroor. And in the second case we have alfi talibin, in this case alfi is the adad, and its ma'adud is talibin, which is singular majroor. When we go to 200,000, then we come back to mi'atan. When it's an idalfa, the mi'atan, the noon is deleted because of idalfa. So it becomes mi'ata alfi talibin. Mi'ata. And if it was the object of a preposition, it would be mi'ate alfi. And if it was the object of a verb, it would be mi'ate alfi. Okay, so we have mi'ata because it is marfu'un. And the sign that is marfu'un, Muthanna, is alif. Mi'ata alfi talibin, mi'ata alfi talibatin. Thalathu mi'ati alfi talibin. Thalathu mi'ati alfi talibin. Here, we have a couple of things working here. First, we have the mudawf mudawf ilay between thalathu mi'ati. Thalathu mi'ati. That thalathu could be thalathu, thalatha, or thalathi, depending on how it came in the sentence. As far as the mi'ati, it's mudawfun ilayhi majroor. After that, we have mi'a here, first being a ma'dud for thalathu, and then being a adad for alfi. So we have thalathu mi'ati, adad ma'dud, and then we have mi'ati alfi, adad ma'dud. Mi'ati is the adad, alfi is the ma'dud. And then we have alfi, talibin, adad ma'dud again. Adad ma'dud. Alright? So both alf and both mi'a, both of them in certain cases can serve both as a ma'adud, first to the number before, and then as a adad for the ma'adud that comes after it. Both alf and mi'a work like this, both of them. So in this case, they both are serving double functions, dual functions. Okay? So we have thalathu mi'ati, yani mudawf mudawf ilay, alfi mudawf mudawf ilay, Alfi talibin, mudawf mudawf ilay. Thalathu mi'ati alfi talibin, thalathu mi'ati alfi talibatin. Since talibin and talibatin is the ma'dud for alf, then it doesn't matter if the ma'dud is masculine or feminine, it doesn't change alf in any way. And then we have arba'u mi'ati alfi talibin, the same rule. Arba'u mi'ati are two numbers that are written together as mudawf mudawf ilay, and mi'a is the ma'adud for arba'u, and then it's the adad for alfi, and then alfi is also an adad for talibin. And finally, we have a number here, 6543, and we are reading this number according to the preferable manner of reading, and that is, the preferable manner of reading is that you read the units first, and then the tens, and then the hundreds, and then the thousands. Okay, so in this case, we have, because we're reading the number first, thalatha, we're saying thalathatun wa arba'una wa khamsumiyatin wa khamsumiyatin. Okay, this khamsumiyatin, if it was in idalfa to a ma'adud coming after it, then it wouldn't take ten ween. But it's in idalfa to the word before it and not the word after it. That's why it's taking ten ween here. So we have arba'una واو العطف. خمسمائة واو العطف. ست آلاف. This مضاف مضافا إليه. And then we have ستة آلاف. نعم ستة خمسمائة وستة آلاف ريال. And likewise, the opposite, we can read ثلاثة وأربعون وخمسمائة. Again, خمسمائة is not an إضافة, that's why it's taken تنوين. وستة آلاف. وستة آلاف is مضاف مضاف إليه روبية. خمسمائة is مضاف. In both cases, خمسمائة is مضاف مضاف إليه. Remember, the numbers 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900. Remember that these numbers, they are actually two separate words. خمسمائة. These are actually two separate words. But they write them together as one word. But nonetheless, they are really two words and they are an idafa. So the relation between 500, the relation between them is the relationship of mudaf, mudafa ilay. Yani they are mudaf, mudafa ilay. Five is mudaf and me is mudafan ilay. It takes kasra, but it can take tanween or it can take a single vowel. If the mia is followed by a ma'dud connected to it in idafa, then it won't take tanween. But if it has no ma'dud connected to it in idafa, then it's going to take tanween. Because remember the mudafan ilay, remember in idafa, we said that the rules of idafa, there are two rules, right? Two rules for the mudaf and two rules for mudafan ilay. The two rules for mudafan ilay is number one, mudafan ilay is always majroor. But number two, the mudafan ilay can take alif lam or tanween. So in this case, because it doesn't have alif lam, then it takes tanween. Unless it is in a second idafa connected following it, in that case it becomes mudaf, and mudaf never takes alif lam or tanween. So it depends on the mia. It is mudaf ilay to the number that's before it. Okay? In that case, it's permissible for it to take alif lam or tanween. But if it's mudaf ilay to another number, to a ma'dud that comes after it, then in that case, it can't take tanween. So it will take tanween in some cases, in some cases it will not take tanween. And that's because of the general rule of idafa. The mudafan ilay, it can take alif lam or tanween, but if it becomes mudaf, because there's something else connected to it in idafa, now it takes the rule of the mudafan, and the mudafan never takes alif lam or tanween. So here, it has tanween because it's not an idafa. Because it's followed by waw al-ataf, so it's not really connected to anything in idafa. That's why it has tanween. But if there was a ma'dud connected to it, then in that case, it would not take tanween. And in any case, the main thing, the whole objective of this lesson is for us to kind of put the numbers in perspective. The main rules that we should look at, divide them into the rules for adad and the rules for ma'dud. The rules for adad and the rules for ma'dud. And we know that the rules for the adad, it differs for 1 and 2, it differs from 3 to 10. It differs for 11 and 12 and 13 to 19. It differs for the Uqud. It differs for Mi and Alf. So all of these different type of rules, we are familiar with them, but sometimes you might not remember them. So at the end of this lesson, we have a summary that we looked at in the beginning. The summary of the conditions for the Adad. What are the conditions, the possible conditions for the number? Okay, the number 1 and 2, the number 3 to 10, the numbers 11 and 12, the numbers 13 and 19, the number 100 and 1000. So it summarizes here, in this brief summary, what are all the possibilities for numbers? What can they be? Okay, and the summary is there. And on the following page, we have a briefer summary, which is the summary of Ahwal al-Ma'dud. What are the possible conditions for the Ma'dud? The Ma'dud, either if it's 3 to 10, we know the Ma'dud has to be what? Has to be plural, majroor, because it's an idafa. For 11 to 99, we know that it's going to be singular, mansub, because it's tamyiz. And for 100 and 1,000, we know it's going to be singular, majroor, because it's mudafan ilay. So the summary of the numbers, well, it doesn't mention 1 and 2, but we know that the conditions, the ahwal for the numbers for 1 and 2 is that it's na'l and man'ut, so it follows the rules of na'l and man'ut. Okay, as far as the possibilities for the adad, then they list them, they give four categories for them. 1 and 2 is na'l and man'ut, 3 to 10 is mudhafun ilayhi, 11 and 12, the adad and the ma'dud are in agreement in gender, 13 to 19, the first part is opposite and the second part is in agreement. And that's the summary. This summary is what really you should concentrate on, making sure that you understand the summary well and that it's clear in your mind. If there's any question about the summary, that's the most important thing. I advise you to study the summary carefully and then to try to apply it as you're going through the rules. Try to apply it with a few examples from yourself. Try to use examples, make some examples, and make sure that the rule itself is clear. If the rule is clear, whenever you get stuck on a number, you can always go back to the rule and apply the rule. Now, Salatha Miyatin? Salatha Miyati? Yeah, that number, yeah, Salathu, there is written Salathu, but it could be Salathi or Salatha, it could be either one, but here is Salathu, Salathu Miyati, we're saying that these two numbers are in Idhafa, Mudhafun and Mudhafu Ilayhi. Naam. Naam. Miyati Naam. Is the adad for alf, which is its ma'dud. Naam. So for that reason, alfi should be in idafa with it. Right. So it should be majroor, right?
Yes.
Naam.
And alfi is
adad. And alfi could also be adad if it has a ma'dud after it. Naam. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Naam. In any case, it's something, it's good for us to study the numbers and to learn them. And if you review them, inshallah, most of it you will retain it. And the more you see the numbers, when you see a number, if you apply the rules to it and try to look at the relationship between the adad and the ma'dud, the more you apply those rules, especially if you see it in the ayah in the Quran or in hadith, and you look at why, yani the number comes the way it comes and the ma'dud comes the way it comes, and if you apply the rules to it, inshallah, it will help you when you see numbers. If you try to apply your rules, it will help you to remember them. But if you don't remember them, then that means that you're like the rest of us. No. Well, it's better. That's the way Sheikh Dr. Abdurrahim, that's the way he explained it. That it is preferable to read the numbers in this order. Naam? Huh?
Yeah, I wanted to advise what I'm trying to
do. The last one? Uh-huh.
No, we didn't do it yet. The numbers, not two big numbers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What I want to say was, though, in opposite of what was
You said Alfan wa Thalathumia?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, 2530.
Oh, Khamsumia? Yeah.
So you're saying this order can be used?
Yeah, of course, it can be used. Now. Yeah, he's saying that it's better to read the units first. Yeah. Naam. He's Othalathun Naam, depending on how it came in a sense. He's saying that it's preferable to read it like this. But I mean, it's commonly read the opposite way, so it's not like wrong to read it like this.
Naam.
Yeah, I mean, in any case, the rules for numbers, as I said before, the rules for numbers are normally not applied by most people. If you see it in a religious text, of course, then they're going to try to stick to the rules of Arabic grammar, and they're going to try to place things correctly. But in common speech, people are not applying the rules. Most people, they don't know the rules well enough to apply them. And then in the colloquial speech, people, they don't even apply Arabic grammar. So, you know, forget about the numbers. Now.
So
نعم سورة يوسف. نعم أحد عشر كوكبا. نعم ها أنت نعم نعم there are some examples in the Quran نعم and in the Sunnah also but I'm saying in general if you read it in a text that is you know meticulous then you'll benefit from it if you pay attention to the numbers when you come across them. Naam, are you saying that we left out something?
The what?
The last, the second exercise. Which exercise? You talking about the Ahwal al-Adad al-Ma'dud? The Ahwal al-Adad al-Ma'dud? No, we read it before. We did it in the beginning, last week we read it. We read it last week. That was the first thing that we started with. Remember I said last week, I said before we get started, we're going to read the summary of the rules for the Adad and Ma'dud to try to get the picture in our mind. Okay, and then we read the key, and then we came this week to this. Now, but in any case, I mean, if you want to read it, we can read it. It's not, you know, what time is it? Okay, let's read it. Let's just read it quickly, inshallah. Okay, the main thing here, right, we're looking at the Ahwal al-Adad. What do we mean by Ahwal al-Adad? What do we mean by that? What does Ahwal al-Adad mean? The conditions. The conditions or situations that a number may come into, okay? So, then we have four categories here. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Number one, we have al-Adadan, meaning the two numbers. Wahidun wa thnani. The two numbers, 1 and 2. Ala wafqi al-ma'adudi. They are ala wafqi. That means they are in agreement, in compliance. They are in agreement with the ma'adud. In agreement in what thing? In masculinity or femininity. They are in agreement with the ma'adud. Meaning that if the ma'adud is masculine, the number is going to be masculine. If the ma'adud is feminine, then the number is going to be feminine. Okay? They are in agreement. Ala wafqi. That's why it has a check. Okay? The second point, for the numbers from 3 to 10, Al-A'dad, min thalathatin ila ashratin, ila ashratin, from 3 to 10, ala aqsi al-ma'adud, ala aqsi, aqs means opposite, they are the opposite of the ma'adud, that's why it's the x there, meaning the adad is going to be opposite the ma'adud in gender, masculine and feminine, like this, opposite. Point 3 is for the numbers 11 and 12, Al-A'dadan, أحد عشرة واثنى عشرة. The two numbers, 11 and 12. الجزءان or الجزء نعم الجزءان على وفق المعدود. الجزءان means the two parts. الجزء الأول and الجزء الثاني. The two parts of the number or على وفق المعدود. Meaning they are in agreement. يعني the first part of the number and the second part of the number has to be in agreement. With the ma'adud, if it's masculine, the both of them has to be masculine, like ahad ashra. And if the ma'adud is feminine, then they both have to be feminine, ihda ashrata. Number four, the numbers from 13 to 19, min thalathata ashra ila tis'ata ashra. From 13 to 19, al-juz'u الأول, the first part of the number, of the مركب number, على أكسي المعدود, is opposite the معدود in gender. والجزء الثاني, and the second part of the number, على وفقه, يعني على وفق المعدود. The second part of the number is in agreement with the معدود. That's why you have X, and you have check. X means the first part of the number is opposite the معدود, and the check means the second part of the number is in agreement with the معدود. And it's not mentioned here. There's no mention here for the numbers Mi and Alf. And that's because the numbers Mi and Alf, they don't give any consideration to the Ma'adud. If it's masculine or feminine, they remain the same. Okay? As far as the Ahwal al-Ma'adud. Ahwal al-Ma'adud. And again, here we have 3 points. And we added 1 point when we discussed it last week. Okay? We said that they didn't mention number 1 and 2. Okay, so what is the ahwal of the ma'dud, the thing that's being counted for 1 and 2? We said that the relation between 1 and 2 is na'at and man'ut, or sifa and mawsuf. So we're saying that the ma'dud determines the number, how it's going to come. If the ma'dud is masculine, then it is the man'ut. So it's going to determine that the na'at has to be masculine with it. Okay, so here the ma'dud is going to determine the adad. Is it going to be masculine or feminine? Because the ma'adud is the man'ut, the thing being described. And the thing being described determines how the adjective that describes it is going to be, masculine or feminine. Okay? So here, we have man'ut, we have adad and man'ut, or we can exchange them for the word na'at and man'ut. The na'at will be the number, and it will be determined by the man'ut, which will be the ma'dud. In any case, the relationship is na'at and man'ut, so the number will be masculine if it is describing something masculine. Kitabun wahidun, sayyaratun wahidatun. Then they have points 1 through 3. For the numbers from 3 to 10, they said, the numbers from 3 to 10, the ma'dud is going to be jam majroor. Going to be jam majroor because it's an idhafa. So it's going to be plural and it's going to be mudafun ilayhi majroor. For the numbers for 11 to 99, the rest of the numbers, the ma'dud is going to be mufrad mansoob. Mufrad mansoob is going to be singular and it's going to be mansoob because it's tamyiz. For the numbers from 11 to 19, as well as 20 to 90, as well as any other numbers up to 99. As far as the numbers 100 and 1000, then the ma'dud is going to be mufrad majroor because it's singular and it's mudafun ilayhi majroor. So mi and alf is easy, mufrad majroor. 3 to 10 is easy, jam majroor. And all the rest of the numbers are mufrad mansoob, tamyiz. That's what we mentioned last week. And again, ani, the intention is that we at least understand the rules, and if you apply the principles regularly, most of it will stick with you. If you get stuck, you can always go back and look at the rules again. If you review it from time to time, it will help a lot. If you don't review it, you forget it. Unless you have a memory like Al-Imam al-Shafi'i. He just looks at something, khalas. He memorizes it. Now. I don't want to go on to the next lesson. Because this, you know, I mean, the numbers are, I know we have time. Okay, if you like, I mean, it's okay. I was, you know. La rahamullah min la raham al-nas. I mean, as you like. I don't mind. Now, alhamdulillah, what time is it right now? 4:22. How much time do we have? 20 minutes? 10 minutes? Alright, let's look at it a little bit. We can look at it a little bit. You know, the next lesson, 25. Huh? Mahlan, huh? Mahlan. Take it easy, huh? Yeah. Okay, look. You know, I'll just say this, right? That in lesson 25, alhamdulillah, it's not a difficult lesson. Okay? There's kana and there's la yazalu. And there's i'rab of akh and ab, which we had before, and there's min qablu, which we saw somewhat, but we didn't take that much about it. And then there's the plural form of marada and words like similar to that. I mean, it's not really much. Kana we had before, so we're going to go into a little bit, further into it. And la yazalu we also had before. Yani min akhawatu kana. And akh and ab we had before. Yani al-asma' al-khamsa. So all of this is really just a little further details to some things that we've seen before. It's not really nothing complex. But what I do want to say is that the lessons that follow after this, al-af'al al-mu'tallah, will require some work. I advise you, gently and kindly, to take these lessons seriously. The Mu'tala verbs require memorization. There's a lot of irregularity in these verbs, and there's different forms of each one of them. And if you don't learn them as we go through them, by the time we get to the end of them, wallahi, you won't know one from the other. So you have to give them time. You must do some homework, mandatory. If you don't do it, wallahi, you come to class, you won't be able to participate at all. Okay, so I'm telling you this because this is probably these are the most difficult lessons in the book. The next few lessons to the end of the book. Okay, so, not the lesson coming next week, but after that, I think that's 25. I think maybe in lesson 26 or 27, start Mu'tala verbs. You have to study them. You have to read the lesson. You have to read the key. You have to do the exercises diligently. You have to write them out. You have to read them over and over. You have to memorize the forms of the verbs. You must memorize them. There's no escape. There's no easy rule. There's no simple formula. You have to memorize them. That's it. Simple as that. Once you learn them and you learn them well, alhamdulillah. Yani you can do it. But like anything else, if you don't review it, it will go away from you. But you can do it, alhamdulillah. I've been through these lessons with people who are less than you, in my estimation, and they have done them. So it's possible to do them. You know, but I want you to be prepared. I don't want you to come in, you know, we've been a little bit lax, mashallah, taking it easy, coasting. You're not going to coast through these lessons. I'm telling you now. You're not going to coast through these lessons. You have to put time in. Inshallah, we can take our time. We don't have to rush through them. We can take one type at a time, one form of it at a time. We can work with it a little bit, do a lot of exercises, do extra exercises. No problem to do that. But you have to do some work. Simple as that. Okay, so that's what it is. As they say, as the young people say, it is what it is. I don't know what that means, but it sounds like it might be appropriate to say it here. What does that mean anyway? You can't get around it? Then that's what it is. It is appropriate here. You can't get around this.